You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, hey, hey. I hope you're doing well. Hope things are fantastic in your world. I hope you're having a fantastic week. So today I'm going to share with you something that probably a lot of people need to hear, and that is, what do you do when people around you that you're connected to or friends of family or whatever are acting in ways that you don't agree with? Are they doing things that you don't approve, accept, or whatever? What do you do? It's okay. Wish them well. Focus on what you love in your life and go about your day. If someone's in a different religion that's different from yours and you don't agree with it, whatever. Go on about your day. And this is, you know, whatever decisions, you know, like I'll it's funny because I think most people are so addicted to people thinking the way that they need to think, right? So like I have an iPhone, and it's not like I have iPhone tattooed on my, you know, body or something like that. It's not that I think iPhone is the only game in town. I just happen to have an iPhone. And so I'll meet, like, you know, Android people, and they're like, oh, I got an Android, so much better. Like, they're looking for confrontation. And I'm just like, cool, you know, awesome, right? I don't care. I like what I like. And it's okay if someone likes something that I don't use or I don't like or I don't think is awesome, right? And I think that so many people, they spend so much effort, and I'm going to roll this back to you entrepreneurs, so pay attention to this. This is going to be good. I think so many people spend so much effort trying to enforce their thoughts on others. And I think so many people, they spend so much energy trying to push their beliefs, their opinions, their choices on other people. But how does it feel when it happens to us? There's a pretty good chance that you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, or you're a network marketer. Okay, or all three. How do you feel when someone tells you that what you're doing is stupid? How do you feel when someone says, oh, network marketing is a scam, oh, this or that? Don't you just wish they would, like, let you be and let you do your thing? Well, if that's how you feel, how do you think people feel about politics, about religion, about, you know, whatever else, right? That's how they feel too. And so it's kind of a double standard, right? We want everyone to agree with being okay with us being entrepreneurs and network marketers, but God forbid, they vote for somebody else. I better get up all riled up in arms and talk about it. Focus on what you love instead of bashing what you hate. Focus on your choices in your life. Focus on where you're going. If you try to warp the minds of everyone around you to agree with what you think, you're going to have an uphill battle, and we only have so much time. The more time you spend on trying to, you know, enforce your beliefs on other people is the less amount of time you can spend building what you want to build. Right? So me trying to convince someone who doesn't want to be convinced, that's time away from me helping clients. That's time away from me inspiring other people, me impacting other people, me working on my goals of, you know, writing a book or, you know, crafting a new article or doing videos, etc. And so we don't like it when people try to enforce their judgment or their beliefs on us. So let's not do the same, right? You know, like, I have been a full-time entrepreneur since April 2005, but that doesn't mean I go around bashing jobs. Someone likes their job? Awesome. The world needs more people that are fired up about what they're doing. I don't make fun of jobs, and I think it's dumb to, right? It kind of lowers us. I know that sometimes people get into network marketing and they think that they're now so superior over all jobs or whatever. Whatever, man. You know, let people do their thing. If someone, and, you know, I think my favorite story around this sort of thing is I was watching a documentary by the included the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama said, you know, if one of your friends uses chicken noodle soup for their cold, right? So they got a cold and mama, grandma taught them to eat chicken noodle soup, right? And they eat chicken noodle soup, but you know that echinacea is the smarter approach, right? Are you really that upset that they're eating chicken noodle soup? Do you get all bent out of shape, right? They think that that's gonna help them. You think that this is gonna help them. Do you really get that bent out of shape if they don't take your preferred method of feeling better? Probably not. So why do we do that with religion? Why do we do that with politics? Why do we do that with career choices? You don't have to. Focus on what you love. Go where you want to go. Build that which you want to build. Impact those who you want to impact, and build an inspiring life that inspires you and everyone connected to you. Guess what? For you to be successful, you don't need acceptance and approval, and they don't need your acceptance and approval. So let's stop the judgment. Let's stop the belief pushing, and let's just say, you know what? People are entitled to their choices. They're entitled to their opinions. Have at it. It's okay. Whether we agree or not really doesn't matter. And so go create the most amazing life you can possibly create, and just know that it's okay. You don't need acceptance and approval, just like the people you look at don't need acceptance and approval. So keep going, keep rocking. All right, guys, bye.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.